This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Anyway, right before I landed today, unfortunately I missed this, but Adam Peters spoke. The big story for the Commanders today is that Jonathan Allen has apparently been given permission to pursue a trade. And this, I think we all thought was coming, because this is what happens before you cut a guy. And just bluntly, John Allen, for where this team is in their build and where they're at contractually with him, where, you know, he has in terms of dead money and all that kind of stuff left versus cap savings, and the fact that they drafted his replacement last year. And while I think he played well when he came back from injury, it wasn't at a level where you're like, oh my God, this guy's irreplaceable. We can't possibly not keep Jonathan Allen. And I also do wonder from a culture standpoint, like, this is a guy that was a part of stuff for a long time that, you know, that there wasn't a winning culture. And I know he's from Alabama and he's team captain. I think John was a lot more, a guy that I don't think John was like contributing to a lot of the bad stuff that was happening. And I mean, the on the field bad stuff, to be very, very clear. He clearly was not a force enough, for instance, to get Chase Young and Montez Sweat on the track that apparently everyone wanted them to be on. And specifically Chase, I think, more than Montez. And it's like, you're a leader, and we got that kind of these kind of issues. We got guys not playing the team way, and the guys that aren't playing the team way are your room, and you're one of the guys that's freelancing from time to time. So, like, I just wonder, because at times it certainly, you know, the way that they played the run in certain situations, for instance, this year was different with John than it was without John. Why is that? Why is Don Allen doing stuff that other people aren't doing? And so I do wonder from whether it was a technique thing where he's just like, I would rather play it this way, and clearly they wanted everyone else doing it something else, and they're, you know, it's like, hey man, if it's gonna work and you're gonna be an all pro, then sick, or a pro bowler, then sick, well, it should do whatever you want, versus I don't want to do it that way, let's try my way. And the team was like, okay. Like, I don't know what version of all that stuff was. All I can tell you is there were clear differences in how John wanted to play, and I think how they played without John. And I would be surprised if that wasn't a factor in the, yes, if you can go find a trade where we can get compensation for you, because we're probably going to cut you anyway because you save us $16 million on the cap and we don't really want you anymore. Let's just say I'd be surprised if that wasn't a factor as well. So that's definitely the big news of the day, and we'll talk about that much more with JP coming up. And then I think what that does is then gets into a larger cap conversation about, okay, now this is a team that was going to have $80 million in cap space roughly with the new salary cap numbers that were announced last week. And instead of that, they're going to have closer to $100 million, whether they trade or release Allen. But the numbers work basically the same either way. Because this is his last year, so it's not even a pre-post first designation. Like, I think it's $16 million in cap savings, and there's some dead money, but, like, it's $16 million in cap savings, and what can you do with that extra money? I mean, that's a pretty good wide receiver too. That is, a really good corner. If you want to get, I don't think that's going to get you all the way to like DJ Reed, for instance, who I think most people consider the best corner on the market and a top five free agent. But like, does that get you most of the way there for his average annual value? Yeah, probably. And like, especially in year one, where you're trying to balance this cap with the need that, as Adam Peters talked about today, they want to bring back a ton of guys because they need to. You know, they got, I think it's 28 free agents. So what this does is it allows you, yes, you have one more spot you want to fill. But think of how well this team did in free agency last year, and especially bargain bin shopping. If you can get four $4 million players or one John Allen, even if John's good, I think you might make the case that it's worth the four $4 million players, the way that their $4 million players played in 2024. So I think that flexibility was inevitable. I think this day was inevitable. It's a headline because it happened. It's a storyline because it's now happening. But we will obviously see if John gets traded, and I wouldn't expect much. I think that's the funny thing. Trade John Allen for Myles Garrett. It's like those two sides of the balance, or not the balance beam. What do they call these things? The seesaw. Those are Myles Garrett's going to send John Allen off the seesaw. So don't expect anything more than maybe a conditional, I wouldn't say a seventh, but like a conditional sixth. Maybe that can get to a fifth, maybe a fourth if he has like a double-digit sack season or something crazy, and re-signs an extension next offseason. Like, maybe there's a way that the Commanders can get something, but I don't think that it'll be a lot, and I think it'll be probably teams just being like, we're not really going to trade for him. We'll compete for him on the open market, and we'll see what kind of deal John signs, assuming that he's going to be a free agent when free agency opens, and they're going to move on if they don't find a trade, or now apparently that he doesn't find a trade because he's got permission to go seek one. All right, that is the top story of the day. We'll do more story time from Indianapolis a little bit later in the show, but we are live in Indy at the NFL Scouting Combine, and in this chair right here, I'm going to turn this camera a little bit, get everything set up for an old two-shot, because Jordan Reed, at ESPN NFL Draft Analyst, is set to join us next here on The Hoffman Show.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
So I read in USA Today that the majority of people stop GLP-1 weight loss injection shots in a year. Now, what's concerning is if you get off GLP-1s, there's a real chance you can gain all the weight back. The solution? Alma said, a natural superfood protein shake. University studies show it optimizes your metabolism so you can lose weight easily. And Almacet has been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Use Almacet with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at Almacet.com. That's Almased.com.
What's up, NBA fans? It's Danny Green here. For those who want an inside look at the league through the eyes of a three-time champion, check out my podcast, Inside the Green Room. New episodes drop every week. Be sure to subscribe to Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.